This is
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari, a student of the Islamic Seminary of Qum. إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما. This verse has an explicit reference to the concept of tawbah. And of course, we have discussed tawbah in the previous episodes as well, but there are a few verses which are really important from the perspective of how to make tawbah and how to repent to Allah, how to seek forgiveness, and when to seek forgiveness, and what are the sins which are forgiven. Okay, these verses have to be explained, of course, in detail. Now, I'm going to focus on verse 17 of chapter An-Nisa, where Almighty Allah says, verily and surely, tawbah is mandated upon Allah, meaning that tawbah is a duty of Allah. It is mandated upon Allah for those who do an evil act, for those who commit an evil act, an ugly act. Okay. Now, يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوء. Look at the word سُّوء. سُّوء comes from سَوْءَ. سَوْءَ means an ugly thing, an evil thing. Okay. يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوء. Those people who commit an ugly, evil act. Now, God forgives those who commit that ugly act. Now, the word "su'" is not plural. It is singular. And the plural form of "so" is "sayyi'at." Okay? We will come to it in the following verse, in the verse which follows after this verse. يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. They commit that evil act due to ignorance, because of not knowing that it is an evil act, or because of become very much emotional. When a person goes into passion, okay, he ceases to have control over his senses, his mind does not function properly, and somehow he is considered to be an ignorant person. When a person flies into passion, his mind, his wisdom, his senses do not function. He cannot understand what is good and what is bad. And he ceases to be a wise person. Then Allah says that if such a person commits an evil act, Allah will forgive him. Allah will wipe out his sins. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. And those are the ones Allah turns to them in mercy. Because as I probably mentioned in one of the previous episodes, there are two kinds of return. One is the return of the individual, the servant, the penitent to Allah. He seeks forgiveness. He goes to Allah and he says, "Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, wipe out my sin. I regret my past actions. I do not want to do those actions. And I have a feeling of remorse. I want to correct myself." That's one kind of return. And of course, repentance is actually the activity of reviewing one's action and feeling. It is a kind of actually regret for one's past wrongs, which is always coupled with some kind of commitment and resolve to change for the better. Because if there's no resolve, if there's no decision to change for the better and not to return or to go back to the previous sins, it is not considered to be repentance. It is not only repentance, it's not only saying astaghfirullah, oh Allah, forgive me. That is not what repentance is about. Repentance is actually accompanied with that resolve to change for the better, to actually restitute one's past wrongs, and then to go to Allah, to turn to Allah and regret, to turn to Allah seeking His forgiveness. This is one return.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand it crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
The other return is the return of Allah, because Allah says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Then those are the people, those people who commit sins, those are the people Allah turns to them in mercy. Allah forgives them. Allah cleans their past wrongs. Allah replaces their bad deeds with good deeds. And then Allah forgives them. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. God is all knowledgeable and God is all wise. Okay? Now this is one of the verses, verse 17 of chapter An-Nisa, and of course the verse has more details. Now there is one very important word in this verse, ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. This is that part of the verse which we have to explain until a little bit. يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ means that the duty of repentance is an immediate duty. It is an immediate responsibility. One has to repent immediately, and soon after he commits a sin, soon after he commits an evil action, a wrong action, an ugly action, he has to repent, and he should not delay it. Okay, he should not postpone the repentance, tawbah, until a day when he has no chance, no time, no opportunity to repent. Okay. And of course, in the following verse, we will further elaborate on that, because there are other verses. There are other, you see, important verses which somehow corroborate the concept of tawbah and the duty, the responsibility, and also the obligation to repent as soon as one can. One should never delay and postpone the duty of repentance. And of course, I want my dear brothers and sisters to follow the episode, and inshallah we will discuss another verse in the following episode. This is For a Better Life from IRIB English Radio. And stay tuned. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Love is all I need.
All I need,
love is all I need.
All I need,
love is all I need.
All I need,
oh, your love is all I need. To be all I can.
And I know that you see. what you mean to me.
Cause your love is all about me. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.